From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 41 people have died in a fire that broke out at a hospital in South Korea today. Death toll expected to rise. More than 70 others injured in the blaze, 10 of them critically. Firefighters say that the broke out in the emergency room and quickly spread. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, saying he lacks the courage to seek peace with Israel. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting from the UN.
Ambassador Haley's remarks at a regular Security Council meeting on the Israeli-Palestinian situation focused on the Palestinian leader. President Abbas has rejected the Trump administration's December 6 decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy there. He canceled a meeting this month with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who was in the region, and has said the U.S. can no longer be an acceptable mediator in the peace process. Haley said the United States would not chase after a Palestinian leadership lacking what is necessary to achieve peace. She added that the United States remains fully prepared and eager to pursue a peace deal. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Meantime, at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Trump has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians will ever resume. U.S. has issued sanctions on six Taliban and Haqqani Network militants as it demands more help from Pakistan to disrupt terrorist financing. Six include a former high-ranking official of Afghanistan's former Taliban government. At least six have been involved in attacks on U.S.-led coalition forces smuggling as well and financing terrorists. This is VOA News. U.S.-Turkish relations have suffered another blow, with Ankara disputing Washington's version of a telephone call that happened this week between the U.S. and Turkish presidents. Dorian Jones in Istanbul is following the story.
Ankara has rejected Washington's account of what U.S. President Donald Trump said to his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan, denying there was any call by Trump to de-escalate the military operation against the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, in Syria's Afrin enclave. The White House reported Trump said the Turkish operation risks undercutting our shared goals in Syria and urged Turkey to de-escalate, limit its military actions, and avoid civilian casualties and increases to displaced persons and refugees. The dispute over the contents of the telephone call is exacerbating a lack of trust between the two NATO allies. The United States has supported the YPG militia in the war against the Islamic State. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to a Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The White House has released details of a compromise framework on immigration for lawmakers to accept or reject. Immigration, a key issue among lawmakers, which resulted in last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. government. A U.S. civil rights group is suing the Department of Homeland Security here in Washington over its decision to end protection from deportation for thousands of Haitian immigrants. NAACP's lawsuit alleges the decision to end what is known as temporary protective status was based on skin color and violates the U.S. constitutional right to equal protection. A new report showing smoking rates among Americans at historic lows, but the U.S. still has one of the highest rates of tobacco-related deaths in the world. That story now from VOA's Carol Pearson.
The report finds that states which offer smoking cessation programs to people with low incomes see smoking rates in this group fall. Thomas Carr, the association's director of national policy, says his organization is also calling for states to raise the age at which young adults can buy tobacco products to 21, since most people start smoking when they're still teenagers. So far, five states have done so. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Taking stock of their lives and remembering those who were lost, emotional residents trickled back to the U.S. state of California in the coastal town that was devastated 2 weeks ago by mudslides that left at least 21 people dead, destroyed more than 100 homes. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.